Blog Talk Radio. you have on MCMIReport.com. Do we have the results yet? Have you been looking
at that? The Lupe Fiasco poll?
Yeah.
It's funny. I like the original song that they both sampled. I like that song today. I listen to that shit frequently.
Pete Rock was sampling, you know, another group. I don't know if he asked them permission, you know. He paid them, I'm sure. But what if they didn't like his song? Would they have said no? You know? Yeah,
it's
different genres.
It's different genres.
I used to play NBA Street a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And right. They Were Reminiscent of You was the first song that comes on when you throw the disc in.
Right. I remember that.
So, but I used to play it so much that I actually stopped liking They Reminisce Over You.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dope song, and it's a classic in its own right and everything. But anyway, with that being said, when I heard about what was going on, I was hoping that Lupe flipped the original song in a different way, which is what I would assume that someone like him would do. So I was like, oh, what's everybody getting so mad about? Like, someone can use a sample.
Right.
But then I listened to the song, and I was like, you might as well just did a freestyle over the original beat. Like,
yeah, because the beat is so similar to the original. It's like...
It's like almost the same, but if you listen to the original song, there's so many different parts that he can sample, because they go on playing. Like, that's just the... Once he stopped singing, the part that P-Rock used the most is just like the first couple seconds, and then they just jam for like a good 2.5 minutes of just nothing but instrumental that you can sample and flip. So I thought they would have done that, but
right.
Nah.
Also, the producer of it, he basically got his own drums, his own kicks and snares and stuff, and recreated the beat exactly how it runs for P-Rock, but it wasn't exactly, you could never emulate it perfectly, so it had a little bit of a different feeling in terms of where you hang on the beat or come in right on time, you know what I mean? So,
right.
And I think partially that's why P-Rock didn't like it, though. He called it whack.
It's whack because
it's that whack. It's really the exact same beat, but it is
no,
a little bit.
Here's why it's whack.
Since
it is the same, exact same beat, like it's the same pattern and everything, but it actually sounds like he just took the original files and didn't mix it down. Like, because it's so similar, you're used to how that shit sounds, it just sounds like it's not even mixed right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But on another note, like a song like that is such a personal song. Like, why would you touch it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's what P-Rock was saying. And they have had a conversation since those tweets. I mean, they got together, talked it over. They both released a statement saying that it's all the beef is squash.
Yeah, but you do that first.
Lupe claimed that
he had already told P-Rock, and he had said, yeah, it's cool. But P-Rock says, nah, you never told me. So, you know, they're disagreeing on that.
If you say that Lupe did, in fact, you know, contact P-Rock first, that's a little bit different. And I would have assumed that the smart thing to do for any MC or any, you know, artist would have contacted P-Rock on that particular joint. Not necessarily any joint that P-Rock has done, but that one, like, you got to know that you got to ask for his blessing to touch
exactly.
that beat. You know what I mean?
Definitely, because, I mean,
but,
it's a tribute song to... So
yeah,
was,
you know, that was
guy,
that was a
man.
Very personal song that, you know, it meant something to a lot of people, so... For him to take that beat and not really change it up that much and then just, you know, completely change the meaning of what that song was for a different generation now, it's kind of whack.
Right.
That's my opinion. But the opinion of the people on MCMIReport.com, 64% say that Lupe was wrong.
Go hit up the site, MCMIReport.com. You're going to see the blog with the, you know, the statements from Lupe and Pete Rock in the description. And you can watch both videos. And tell us what you think. Basically, was Lupe wrong and should not have redone this classic Pete Rock and CL Smooth song, They Reminisce Over You, because it shouldn't be touched because it was personal? Or is Pete Rock kind of wrong for, you know, worrying about that? Like, it's a cover. People can cover anything they want.
You don't have to just, you know, click yes or no on the poll. You can also leave a comment and let us know, you know, the exact nuances of how you feel about it.
Yeah.
First off, say beat the Pine Ridge. Shame at all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, sell his tears 5 million beers a year. And all that other crime did. More people to the teachers, the
blind kids to red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. Say everything's hostile, suicide bombers and prosperity gospels, emaciated models with cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Crucifix, racism, and a land grab. Katrina, FEMA, trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine stripper mad dash. A friend request following a hashtag. Now everybody wanted like the last laugh. A Michael Jackson jacket or a death mask. Purple shorts or the mixed girl in your math class. Stable is when the bad, bad, bad dad. The corporate jets really had to have that gas band. War and they hope they all fall from the rat attack. Cause that's just more dinosaur for the Cadillac.
Live on the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. When I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Live on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, but you round my way.
Marvel at the state of heart of man. To turn around and treat Ghana like a garbage can. America's a big motherfucking garbage man. If you ain't know, you part and parcel of the proper land. You say no, you ain't, and I say yes, you is. Soon as you find out what planned obsolescence is. You say no, they didn't, and I say yes, they did. The definition of unnecessary near. Manifest it. Say that we should protest just to get arrested. That goes against all my hustling ethics. A bunch of jail just to say it's highly ineffective. Depart from Martin, connect on Malcolm X. Insert ball when it's similar to separate. To me, the truth is more fulfilling than a method of finding really fast internet to have some sex with. It's all one song short of a sentence. Couple croissants shy of a continental breakfast. Or blowing out your birthday candles just to make a death wish. So absurd words, a cheap bone necklace. Down at the Lakota Sioux Casino, a whole culture boiled down to giving you patino. I go with left with a heart in the chest, cause the horn of Africa is now starving to death.
Live on the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. When I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Four lives on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, let's round my way.
And all white Los Angeles, the dream of Mr. Chandler. Hope and pray they take Columbus Day up off the calendar. South Central, an example of God's gift. So shout out to all the mothers raising babies in Spa 6. The projects of Oakland City, Detroit, ghost towns. Monopolies on poverty where D-Boy Coke bound. It's parts of Manila like the video for Thriller. But the U.S. Embassy is reminiscent of a villa. And poverty is chocolate and privilege vanilla. Then what's the flavor of the Sunday preacher's pedophilia? Cash rules everything around these. And classrooms everywhere around me with her. Hither you can be Mr. Burns and Mr. Smithers. The tyrant or the slave, but nowhere in the middle of the extremes of America's dream. Freud fighting Neo, Freddy Cougar refereeing now.
Live on the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. When I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Four lives on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, let's round my way.
Great America, great America. Rap reserve.
MCMI Radio.
It's MCMI Report.
Exactly. So right now, obviously, you see we're talking about the Pete Rock and Lupe Fiasco disagreement, let's call it. They don't really even like saying it's a versus thing. It's not beef, but they had this issue over the song Freedom Ain't Free, and they reminisce over you, Troy, which is... been going on for several weeks, and they've been going back and forth, tweets, going into radio shows, press releases, etc. Now that the dust has settled, if anyone would like to express their opinion on what they feel about this, feel free to call us and add into the conversation at 646-478-3599. 646-478-3599. Is the guest call-in number. We're going to go to some music because we like both of these artists. Lupe Fiasco is a dope new artist. Pete Rock has been killing it.
Just call Lupe Fiasco a new artist?
Lupe Fiasco.
not a new artist.
He's relatively newer because Pete Rock.
He's newer than Pete Rock, but he's not new.
Like 1990. Okay. I mean, I don't feel that a new artist, when you say new, it means like they just came out last month with their first single. I mean, I think that if an artist has a couple albums out and they've been out for a couple of years, and they're kind of new. I think of a veteran artist as someone with like 10 years in the game or 10 albums or more. You know. A Jay-Z or Nas type.
Most people don't get to make 10 albums.
Right. Well, you know, even if they haven't made that many albums, but they've been around since for several decades, you know.
Decades? Now you're going too far.
There's been two decades of Pete Rock music, both as a producer and rhyming.
Right, but I'm not saying that Pete Rock is a new artist. I'm just saying that Lupe Fiasco is not a new artist. Not a new artist. He's been around for a while.
Right. All right.
He's been around for at least what?
It's semantics.
6-7 years now? That's a long time. 6-7 years in the hip hop game is a long time.
Word. I guess I do have to admit that. Hip hop years are like, is it like the opposite of dog years, or is it like dog years? Like, if you're a hip hop artist and you've been 6 or 7 years, does that mean like 28 years in real year? I don't know what it is, but you do have a good point. As you can see, we seldom agree on MCMI Radio. So big up to Pac FM, Mr. Mech, and we'll be joined in a little while by Poison Pen. And continue having this conversation, and hopefully some of you callers will also have the discussion. So let's go into some music. I think I'm going to start it off with the older artist, Pete Rock. This is like one of his classics. It's a solo joint that he did on the Pete Rock and CL Smooth album. Not Mecca and the Soul Brother. What's the name of that album, Blitz? Help me out.
Not Mecca and the Soul Brother?
That's it. So this is Soul Brother number one, and Pete Rock's actually rhyming on this. He's a dope MC as well as a producer, although he produces more than he raps. So we'll be back after a few songs. Call us up, 646-478-3599, MCMI Radio.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
Soul brother number one, here I come underneath it. Let's go to Christ, cause I'm rich, thick, and chocolate. Plug up any mic, I bet you beat rock a sprocket. Huns always ask what's the bulge in my pocket. I tell them, pace it. I rock from top to bottom. Never hesitate to say, my daughter. I press on the hillside, over on the chill side, uptown. So let's get down. Funky is the word to stop his brother on a soul mission. Looking rugged, like more soul than the soul kicking. See others are trapped, so I won't leave you itching. White people even say Pete Rock is bitching. Harder than the hardest, harder than the artist. I guess that's just because I'm smarter than the smartest. So back up, clear the path, hun, cause here I come. Soul brother number one. Harder than a kick, quick to scoop a chick. When it comes to skin, speed rock, got a dick. I'm at your average every day. 1-2, kick the beat and don't stop. But the shit I drop. New style for the 90s, speed rock, the trendsetter. I'd just be lying if I said there's someone better. You can ask Greta. Greta with the red Jetta. Honey did me lovely and I'm glad that I met her. I come style after style, sucker MCs try to swallow. But them seem to say my style's too hard to follow. So just raise your hand and give praise to the number one soul brother. We'll keep the crowd in the day, speed rock. And CL Smooth, and if it ain't our group, then you might not move. Remember, cause there's no need to worry none. Yo, soul brother number one.
Number one soul brother. Number one soul brother. number one soul brother.
Soul brother number one.
Number one soul brother.
Enough respect to my man Grand Poobah. Enough respect to my man Bismarck E. Enough respect to my man CL Smooth. Enough respect to ECMD. I'm like high octane with everything to gain. Those who try to step to this can catch pain. I keep a mag in the trunk of my jack in case some punk fag wants to catch one bag. Soul brother number one, and I didn't come to rip. The finesse, drop the death, I make the hardest hun stiff. I'm full of motivation, handle any situation. Hun said I'm so smooth, they should call me lubrication. Mr. Slender, a good backbender. Honeys always say he loves me tender. Call him Pete Fox, see you smooth if you want the job done. Soul brother number one.
Check it out, MCMI Radio. Call us up, let us know what you think. Was Lupe Fiasco wrong?
I'm from city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Say now, I'm from city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Say now, I'm from city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Hey, city in the whole wide world. Hey, city in the whole wide world. I got my go, gadget show. 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 I'm back, I'm back, I'm cool, what's our identity on me? No ghost, no 16-bit like Sega Genesis. RG ball on the board, soundtrack on the track. Gemini on the job, set the G on the G. Set green for the green preacher. And I'm back on my thing for the listen. Yeah, what you are about to witness is blue, new, valuable album too. Get ready for the ghetto, get the images. From the M-A-D-I to the S to the O-N. Pull in to get your open. Move like a nigga supposed to get the dough. And the go with the flow that I'm holding. Go, gadget show. I got my go, gadget show. I got my go, gadget show. Love, got the city on my back, showing back on my grip like a bearskin rug. Pussy laying on the floor, blaming on the gold. Little rapper turned it out because I'm very plug. I can work anywhere in the world. You can ask my brother Hug. No concur that I'm thirst with the words to the man up above. Thank you very much. That I got what I got and I'm at where I'm at. Like an A in a circle where they pay a little. Look what they say when they see O G. From the F to the F to the amazing. Verbals are they racing in a circle like they racing a gerbil. I'm racing a circle like I'm raising a horse. I'm raising a horse. Where they racing in place and racing a cage. I'm racing a course. That case in the court did not defer the dream. I am still a raisin in the sun, raging against the machine. From the M-A-D-I to the S to the O-N. Pull in to get your open. Move like a nigga supposed to get the dough when it go with the flow that I'm holding. I got my go, gadget show. I'm from the city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Say now, I'm from the city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Say now, I'm from the city in the Midwest, best city in the whole wide, wide world. Hey, city in the whole wide world. Hey, city in the whole wide world. Hey, don't hate on me. My tank gon' feel real, tank gon' eat. Look good on you, look great on me. Cause I'ma go and never go at T.O.B. Like, hey, don't hate on me. My tank gon' feel real, tank gon' eat. Look good on you, look great on me. Cause I'ma go and never go at T.O.B. Like, hey, I'm
time to boss. Rock to you one time, now I bail the cost. Beyond clean and phenom jeans. Little rapid sack, aged them off. I love my mama in the rhyming and she raised me off. Ages baby on fire like she stayed off. Demo me around the islands 28. I'm for everything I spoke like an 84. And they in love with him and I'm in love with them. And we'll never ride dubs again. And we won't. Trying to get a butter rim. A little too short to jump, so we don't. From the M-A-D-I to the S to the O-N. Poke in to get your O-N. Move like a nigga supposed to get the dough. When the go with the photo, I'm holding.
Coming down through the audience, but look like he just came out of the basement.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, because calls now.
All right, let's bring to the stage.
Yeah. Your Highness, live from the brick 1-6. Keep wide, bang your head, break the drum stick. Verbal assault, rhyme triple through the mix. Specialist with the smashes, catch a flick. Savagely attack this, blast with accurate aim. Spark the flame, burn this, the proper vein. Ride tracks like the soul train, hold your brain. In the state of shock, make them drop, it's a cold game. I bang with the big boys, those who hold names. Amateurs get hung with their own gold chain. I swing blades, best bring grenades against a true master. Way beyond your freshman attempt. Spent rounds on the floor, evidence of the war. It's on till it's death, till we settle the score. You can never measure to the standard of the most popular demanded rap classic. Pop cork while it's down, knocking socks off. Ghetto summer jam, got the streets locked off. Plot to knock me off to stop short. All with my thoughts, move the world with an unknown force.
We had the bass pound speakers, shell toe Adidas. Original rap with new school leaders. The CDR name for fat gold chain. Shock the world, cause what? Hip hop remains.
I'm a true master, you can answer my prediction.
Drop fools like hell, rap rise to third rail. Transmit death styles with sign language and braille. In hot pursuit of Donald Trump rap loops. Produce what you feel with Navy SEAL Mike Truth. Sergeant SP, slaughter Pete Rocker, Gibraltar. Miraculous lyrics that tread water. A rap nigga, show respect. Write rhymes that connect, collaborate. Break bread with corrupt in the deck. Keep my feet blessed, fresh with the Scottie Pippen. In the game of life, I play all position. Stop looking, listen. Total package, yes, the true master. Produce rhymes, sing and hit faster. The master of the game, solo artist by name. Paint the masterpiece that lies inside the frame. Pass with flying colors, the number one soul brother. All eyes on us, guards grill and take cover. We had the bass sound speakers, shell toe Adidas. Original rap with new school leaders. Graffiti art names with fat gold chains. Shot the world cause what? Hip hop remains.
I'm a true master, you can hit my prediction.
I'm the epicenter of the snap, snap. I'm a stash, stash, golden hot flash. Mask is itself, a whole carload of explosives like Zaw with hosts. Deck with the intellect of wizards to warlocks. Sure, I'm raw, I'm for 4 o'clock. More pop, more ways to get paid, more ways to play, more rhymes to say, more AKs to spray. God is good growing up in the hood. Done some things bad, done some things good. Me and Peace like bombs and chemicals, glass. Atom bombs and mustard gas. Free at the scene, I quake you. Take you to a whole different scene. AR-15s and beans. Got them jumping like you swallow the gang and dumping beans. Explode, reload, and dump the scene. Radical and raw, corrupt, smash star. I'm a hog dog, raw dog, hard with the gold ball. Star pound gang. I'm a dog pound gang. I'm a dog pound gang. Wreck the deck and corrupt and beat rocks and drop the beat.
Sharpest motherfucker with the beats, with the rhymes.
Check this out.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Now hold on a second. Do y'all understand what's really happening right here, man? Do y'all even realize what this is, man?
Panamanian, piggybacking my bumper. Penelope Porsche pulling the purple royal rubber. Regal flannel, eagle with the handle. Mysterious mustard, Mustang, land mammal. Clicking channels in a custom shop, a hazy hopper. Liquid lasers let off, then it's lazy lobster. Grand Prix to be my cinematic center. Can't be sending y'all for centuries searching for how we killing it.
What's your recipe, wrestler? Do my progress at the berry. Send it, you cause you're lying raw, it's bogus, and I bet ya. Your bottom dollar that I'm no comic when come to collar. Popping, pop life, impression, pesci, imposters. The marijuana, make you wanna marry, make you wanna kiss on that magic wand. Smoke the cabbage patch, kill a rabbit tune. My apostrophe, black man. Mac hat. If you're old, dirty, baby, introduce the Mad Hat.
Mic check. You are now in one block of Tiffany. Feel the frequency. You getting me?
Mic check.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. This is not a test. This is fire.
Mic check.
You are now 80 blocks from Tiffany. Feel the frequency. You getting me?
Mic check.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. This is not a test. This is fire.
Bum, 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 bum. The time, blowing back at ya. Mean, got the number hole in my jeans, in the back of the limo jeans. Simmons drool on the neck, cool nab the necklace. Crooked letter S, Chiba. Got my humpback eyes, the skydive, and a golden tux, golden key. Gonna run amok on these mother suckers while I'm sipping me a jug. And juggle me some jugs on juggernauts. Web slinger, slang talker, raise poison soul to the sky.
You can see my horns in a devil Denali. Pitchfork and Fetty be falling from flowers in a foreign body. Glam cams on the Trans Am with holograms. No, you're not hallucinating. That's the roof illuminating. Polo logos on the three-quarter equestrians. We drowning them in winter fresh. Blicky's about to stretch again. Side pops the chain. Ragtime robots. Ravioli rolling over the rest of the frigid fire.
Mic check.
You are now 80 blocks from Tiffany. Feel the frequency. You getting me?
Mic check.
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2, this is not a test, this is fire, my check. You are now 80 blocks from Tiffany, feel the frequency, you getting my check. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2, this is not a test, this is fireproof.
Like Rydell and high water hello to the 5-year-old gunshot hero. I
figure, clearer than the invisible man in the mirror. Cheer up, I put it on the bars like Venus. Put a bug in their ear, so from here up they hear us. Then we only fear God. All the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And we will never once upon a time, not long ago, when the pressure man creeps, what it was like. I put it on my grandmama's daughter, a microphone control with the soul of a slave on the wind in the water. An author like DW, brother, like a hustler. God placed me in your armor, I prescribe no partners. I do it for the hood like a Parker. We'll tell my niggas not to shiver, only tell me quiver like a archer is. Cause we only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And we will never sleep. Here we are now, entertain us. Chains don't change us. Ever since the game trained us, we came up like worms in the rain. I drained my chain, became a loose noose that was used to hang us. So now, my insane brain, my 32 teeth and 2 feet creep like it's Elm Street. Cause I only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And I will never sleep.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when the pressure man creeps, what it was like, holy shit.
Thumb heads, what? Cherry heads, what? Apple heads,
Mr. Cow.
What?
How we do,
what?
Son?
Yeah.
Hit it off, you know what I mean?
PR,
like this,
take
y'all.
To the bridge.
Yo,
what?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent, all-star American. Yes, the rap set, reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet? Against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your B-sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, yo, meth. Take the steal and let these cats know the deal.
Down blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the take and I ain't sweating confrontation. With P-Aura, we be the men's up tomorrow. Masked up, license to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, gives a fuck what niggas say. Tim boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yes, yeah, stop the fucking press. Transform to Mr. Meth. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along? In this modern Babylon, dueling with my nemesis. Laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul. Got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards. Tricking your funds. And sniffing powders, here we come. Straight from the slums, dynamic duo, son. Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother, number one.
Sending this one out. Some more man,
yeah. Pete Rock, half man, half amazing. Breaking hard, nigga. For you.
What I'm saying? Sending this one out. Some more man,
yeah. Pete Rock, half man, half amazing. Breaking hard, nigga. For you.
What I'm saying?
Leaping tall buildings in a single band. Faster than the round, blasting out a 40 pound. Y'all niggas fuck around, take that and handle it. Method man, I get strong with Titanic shit. That means abandon ship, get a life and get a grip. There ain't no problem that I can't fix. Just ain't live from Apocalypse and the Chocolate. Boy Wonder, my sidekick, Cowabunga. These evil doers, days is numbered. Reflexing like the X-Men on rap veteran. That beats no question. Boy, you need protection, so I'm burning up, check the temperature. You're fucking with the last emperor. I get long, dangerous, son. For all who enter the 36 deadliest chambers, for all the prejudice entertainers, there ain't a damn thing that you can tell us. Bite your tongue, I'll be the troublesome.
Yo,
don't sleep, nigga.
Pick them off from long range, break them down to small chains. A New York giant, stand in front of your squad. What up, God? A million to one odds that you can't stop this bullet.
What?
I'm like Refrigerator Perry, rush right through it and just do it. So act like you knew it. The Mount Vernon shall influence it. The rap committee coming live to your city. Swing hard like Ken Griffey. Gang stats. Now who's next up to bat? Knock him out the box. Method Man and P-Rock celebrating victory. Rap world remedy. Take a double dose. Deadly.
Deadly kid.
Yo.
Deadly.
Come
on.
another B-Rock classic. That's the man on that track. Let's give it up to both of these MCs who are definitely making a positive statement with their music. Don't you think, Blitz?
Definitely two artists that are good for the game no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing negative about either their music, you know, their style, what they represent. They're good for the culture, man. Both of them.
Exactly. So this is just a philosophical debate now, you know, which has happened before with other joints. You know, people have said, have not liked when someone retakes a beat, you know, whether it was Diddy jacking the beat for Juicy from a different genre, you know, for Big's joint, or people remaking a hip-hop classic that had come out before, you know, whether it was a mixtape or whatever. But, you know, I think that maybe, you know, just the emotional content tied up with this song is what might have prompted P-Rock to, you know, take special, I guess, offense to this particular one. But, you know, it's worked out now in the end, but I think that both MCs have a bitterness towards each other now because they're upset from what I'm reading and hearing.
Yeah.
You know. So we have a caller that wants to weigh in on this. We're going to go to Kasim in Brooklyn. Kasim, you're on the air.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good?
Good.
So, what do you think of this this controversy?
Well,
by using the beat.
Well, like I was discussing with someone earlier, I felt that the dispute actually it's controversial, but controversial in a positive sense because they both are on the song talking about something positive, something that's heartlifting and relating to their public. And
right.
I feel that the argument shouldn't be whether or not they made good, or whether Lupe made a good choice as to using the song for the purpose that he did, but whether or not the artist, like it's actually kind of hard to explain. But
whether or not they're using it for a positive message, is that what you're trying to say?
No. They both are using it for a positive message, from what I heard.
Yes.
It's just hard to explain. Dealing with, say for instance, Wild Child makes a beat, right? The whole MCMI, y'all go and y'all spit on it, and everything's good. And then the YMCMB takes it and uses the same track, but it goes through some complications through the sampling and they don't necessarily take it into light as to how you took it and took it into a positive way. They just started talking about anything. Then the argument could be that. So I feel that if someone is actually just having a problem with usually their song, they shouldn't put that into the content. You understand?
Right.
Yeah. Kasim, the problem with that argument is that, like I had said before, they redid Pete Rock's beat so that he wouldn't get paid, but they did his beat exactly how he did it. So why not just use his beat so that he can
right,
get paid?
And then on top of that,
you're gonna take a song that, you know, means so much to obviously Pete Rock. That is, you know, his number one song of all time to him because he made it for, you know, somebody who died.
Right.
And do another song that has nothing that completely excludes Pete Rock and any of his contribution to the song from that for a younger generation who doesn't even know what, you know, Troy sounds like. It's just I don't like it.
I feel you. Well, this is MCMI Radio. Call us up 646-478-3599. Tell us what you think.
MCMI.
Yeah, yeah. MCMI Radio. Got a special guest calling in, Poison Pen. Poison Pen, what up?
Yo, what's good? What's going down?
What's good, Poison Pen from N.A. Rock. It's a lot of Brooklyn people on here right now.
I mean, Brooklyn is the universe.
Of course.
Even people from Queens stay in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
Exactly. Ben, you had actually never heard Lupe's joint. I don't know, you've been under a rock or something.
Man,
that was your first time hearing it, huh?
My beautiful name, Battle Rap, I don't know about nothing no more, son.
Word up.
But, yeah,
so
that's my
think?
First time hearing it. It was cool. I was rocking with it, you know what I'm saying? Sounded decent.
So
the situation is, P-Rock is upset about that, as you saying?
Well, I'm going to let Mr. Mech fill us in on that, because he's been talking about this a lot.
Because he's a journalist.
Mecca, what's the whole rundown so far right now? Pete Rock took to Twitter, and after he heard the song for the first time, he let everybody know he didn't approve, he wasn't with it, he didn't like the version, and he basically went in on the producer, talking about, if you're going to make a song, you should make an original beat. That song didn't have anything to do with our joint, besides the fact that, that song is real personal to me, and why would you even try and remake some record like that? He basically just said, you're biting my shit. Lupe Fiasco comes out, fuming on Sway's radio show, talking about, we were just trying to breathe some life into the joint. Pete Rock was contacted by my people, months ago, and he had approved. And now he's trying to make me look crazy, and he's making me look like a thief and like a liar and blah, blah, blah. Pete Rock then very calmly puts out a statement letting everybody know that, A, he was contacted by Lupe's people, but never by Lupe himself, which he felt was a kind of disrespectful, which I personally feel is disrespectful. Two, if you're reaching out to Pete Rock about a legendary track like that, you don't have your people reach out to Pete Rock, but you reach out to Pete Rock. You're the man, you're going to be rapping on it. It's your single, your first joint for your album. It's not a mixtape joint. You're putting it on iTunes. Damn it, you reach out to Pete Rock. That's just me. Two, Pete Rock says that, yes, while he was contacted, he was contacted while he was still mourning Heavy D's death. Heavy had just passed away. He was really deep into that, and he let them know that, I'm not mad at you wanting to redo the song. I just need, final approval, and, we just have to work that out, and, it'll be all good. According to Pete, the first time he heard the song was when it was released, when everybody heard it. He heard nothing else from them since then, and then the next time he heard it, it was already out. So he felt disrespected, and he felt like it was just a nonsense song, and he just don't feel right about it. So while they're saying that they worked it out, while Lupe was saying that they kind of worked it out, basically Pete Rock is like, whatever.
Okay.
So, there you go. That's the gist of it.
I tell you like this, man, and this is just one asshole's opinion. The only reason I could see Pete Rock feeling some kind of way is over the fact that the song itself is such a personal song, because it's about Trouble T. Roy and CL's family, so I can understand that aspect of this song is very dear to me, very close, very personal to me. But on some professional shit, Lupe reached out, whether he did it personally or not, I mean, whatever, but somebody from Lupe's camp reached out, and I don't see how it's a disrespectful thing. This is hip-hop, my dude. Come on, son. Niggas do mixtape joints all the time over samples. I know this is for album, whatever, but the fact is, he reached out, so maybe he didn't personally call, hey, Mr. Pete Rock, would it be okay? But the fact is, he reached out. As far as following up, and from what Pete Rock said was true, he needed final approval, and then they put it out without the final approval. I feel that aspect of it is wrong. You know what I mean? If that's what they agreed upon, I feel like that's wrong. But everything else, I don't see the problem with it at all. Everybody right. in this room, everybody in this radio conversation, we're all hip-hop artists, we're all MCs and more, and we've all rapped over other people's shit numerous times. And there's plenty of remakes.
It's not a mixtape joint or a remake of a song.
As far as album, no doubt.
I think that he wouldn't have... like rubbed P-Rock the wrong way, maybe he would have came on and shouted him out or said...
I mean, I say it like this, man. Come on. That's one of the most famous hip-hop songs in history. It's not like Lupe was trying to hide the fact that it was freaking Trouble T. Roy. It was the exact same freaking sample, flipped the exact same way. He called him for permission. Like, what else you want to do? Suck his dick? Like, come on, give me a break.
He didn't call him. He had somebody else.
Okay,
we don't know what that communication
is. He had somebody. Whatever. The fact of the matter is, he had someone in his camp. Maybe this dude feels some kind of way because he didn't personally do it. Regardless of the fact. Someone from what you're telling me, like I said, it's all from what I'm learning right now. From what you're telling me is Lupe Fiasco's camp reached out to Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of the fact, still, they reached out to him, so it wasn't a secret. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he feels some kind of way because Lupe didn't call him like, hey, Mr. Pete Rock, I want to use this sample. I want to pay homage. Whatever. Then stop being sensitive.
That's another thing I take issue with. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that record, I listen to it. That is not a paying homage record. Like, I hate it when people just throw that out there. You did not pay homage to that dude. And here's how I look at homage. This is me personally. But if a 16-year-old had never heard Pete Rock's version, 15, 16-year-old dude, didn't grow up with that record like we did. He has no knowledge of that song. When he hears Lupe, is he going to know that Lupe got that from somebody else? Or is he going to think that Lupe just came up with that?
Here's my question. All right, fuck all that. My question is this. Is Pete Rock going to get some ass cap on for that? Like, did he actually sample the Troy record? Or did he just sample the same record that he sampled for Troy?
He did not sample Pete Rock's record. He had the producer recreate the beat, and the producer emulated every single kick and played the drum beat exactly how Pete did, but with his own drum sounds. So there's no sample, there's no royalty going for that, except to the original group that was sampled, the jazz record with the sax group, of course. But since they met to patch this up, they hired Pete, so to speak. I thought this was gangster. They said that they had a meeting, and now Pete Rock will be making tracks for their next project or whatever. So I'm like, wow, he went in the room with them to work this out and left with a bunch of money.
Yeah, but
that's how I interpreted it.
This is what I get. Like I said, man, yo, man, how many times you heard something like, yo, I want to rock over that, and he heard
right.
It, he wanted to rock over it, man. Like, yo, that's we've all done it, man. Like, get a grip, man.
I get a fucking grip.
And Guru said it. Hold on, Guru said it. I'm taking personal, man. Rappers and all, you don't own no loops. Fuck out of here, man.
Yep.
We're not talking about
the corporate side of it. From the corporate side, Lupe did nothing wrong. He cleared everything he needed to clear. He spoke to the people he needed to speak to. He did nothing wrong. We're not talking about that, though.
We're talking about
respect and hip hop and the moral aspect.
Yo,
of what
I think he showed respect when his camp reached out to him. Yo,
I do not, because now, well, and now
he didn't personally call him.
No, here's the problem. Here's what ends up happening. Right now, Lupe is on the firing line based on secondhand information he got from his band. You don't have that information. You can't really say what was said back and forth. You don't know what happened because you weren't in on these conversations because you decided not to make a call.
All right, cool. That's what's up. But you ain't never have a manager or somebody handling your business for you?
Dog, and if it came back that they were wrong, no, absolutely. But you trust that they're doing it right. Now, when it airs out that it wasn't, or there's a grievance on the other side, you can't get on the radio 100% sure about what was said and what wasn't said, like Lupe is doing. You weren't there, my dude. You never reached out.
You don't know the conversation. You don't know his relationship with his management, and you don't know.
I just know what he said on his call. What he said was, "I wasn't there. I didn't do it myself. My people reached out."
The way I feel about it, and I'm glad that Penn is here because we can get a different perspective on it. But like G said, he basically got somebody to cut Pete Rock out of the loop by remaking his exact beat. Not speaking to him directly about a song that, if it was any other song, I wouldn't give a shit. But because it is this personal song that was an homage to dead people that meant something to him,
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he should have went above and beyond. He should have went a little bit further in making sure that Pete Rock was appeased before he put out this song as his first single on his album. And at the same time, he fucking cut Pete Rock out of the loop by just he could have just sampled "They Reminisce Over You" and spoken to Pete Rock. So
and
I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong.
Shit to do with the song.
Yeah, and then he does a song that has nothing to do with it. So like Mecca says. You know, anybody that never heard "They Reminisce Over You," regardless of how famous it is for us, there's tons of people who have never heard it before into hip-hop right now, and they'll be like, oh, listen to this new Lupe Fiasco song.
I mean, that's always gonna be the case, even with records that people have, you know, totally remade and even said some of the same bars and stuff over. There's always gonna be people that don't know where the original came from, regardless.
That's
you biting. You're biting now. Like, as the person doing it, you now have to take responsibility for that. Don't mind what I'm saying. We was trying to pay homage and we was trying to show respect and all this other shit.
I hear you. But look at the era we are in hip hop, man. Shit means nothing, yo.
Well, mean something to me. Like, Lupe, as much as I like Lupe Fiasco, don't bitch when it comes back to you, dude. You got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Eat that now, because you're dead wrong.
Getting caught. Well, he didn't get caught with his hand in the cookie jar, man. It's a freaking "They Reminisce Over You." It's not like he redid track number 5 on the Mecca and the Soul Brother EP or something.
That's part of my point. It's that for us. It's not that for new generation. Talking about, yo, I think Lupe bodied that new beat. I don't see what the problem is. And then he think it. He wasn't being arrogant. He wasn't trying to show out. He was really talking like, I don't know what the problem is.
But you know what, man? That's neither here nor there. That's always gonna be the case. There's always gonna be motherfuckers, like I said, who don't know the origin of things. You know what I'm saying? And it's on us to make sure that you know the generations after us know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Right. So,
as far as business wise, it means nothing, yo.
No, I feel if Lupe is the one making the money off this song, then it's not just up to us on this phone line to let people know. It's really up to him, especially if I'm showing respect. I'm paying homage. When you say shit like that, okay, well, you didn't do that, dude. We don't see the homage. It looks like you're just trying to run away with a track.
Blitzkrieg, let them know where they can vote on this poll. Yeah, you can vote on it at mcmireport.com. The top, it will be in the we'll have a poll up on the main page. If not, you can just search for Lupe Fiasco on mcmireport.com. The story will come up, and you can vote on the poll and let us know what you think. I'll give you the poll numbers in a second. This is where the poll is at so far. Okay, the poll right now we've got 67%, almost 68% say that Lupe was wrong for touching the classic Troy. And 33.3% say that, no, he was not wrong in using it in the way that he did. Now, you don't have to, when you go on the website, just give us a yes or no answer on the poll. You can do that, but as well, you can enter a comment letting us know exactly how you feel and, you know, the nuances of how you feel about how this went down.
MCMI Radio, you're now in the bonus hour. We're going to play some more Lupe Fiasco and Pete Rock as we celebrate two dope artists that are quarreling right now. MCMI Radio.
The coolest nigga what? 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 Lord sympathy and forgive my cool young history. As the coolest nigga was, the coolest nigga was, the coolest nigga was, the coolest nigga was. I love the law, but sometimes it's like that I love me more. I love the peace and I love the war. I love the seas and I love the shore. No love but no beach, baby, that's law. But she doesn't see, therefore I fall. I trick, I fall, run up and raw. I love her with all my heart. Every vein, every vessel, every bullet large. With every flower that I ever took apart. She said that she would give me greatness. Status, placement above the others. My face would grace covers of the magazines of the hustlers. Paper, the likes of which that I had never seen. Her eyes glow green with the logo of our dreams. The purpose of our scene, our obscene obsession for the bling. She would be my queen. I could be her king. Together, she would make me cool, and we would both rule forever. And I would never feel pain, and never be without pleasure ever again. And if the rain stops and everything's dry, she would cry just so I can drink the tears from my eyes. She teach me how to fly, even cushion my fall if my engines ever stall and I plummet from the sky. But she would keep me high, and if I ever die, she would commission monuments on her bosom to him. Or maybe she retire as well. A match made in heaven, set the fires in hell. And I'll be the coolest nigga what? 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 Lord, please have sympathy and forgive my cool young history. As the coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? And so began our reign, the Trinity, her and I came. No other man could ever stand where her and I came. Hella hard, umbrella, whatever, but plow it over Pelopane. And pray to God that the flood stop. Cause you gon' need a sub till he does reply. And not one of Jared's, you think it's all Eric, and everything's irie. Another supply that means a nudge of line inside my endless summer. That was just the eye of the hunger. Felix, cause he is the cleanest amongst the younger, outstanding achievement up and comers. The ones that had deadbeat daddies and well to do mamas, but not well enough to keep them from us. The ones that were fighting in class, who might not pass. Rap record pressure to lab, at a life not fast. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's when I got ass. Do I love up? Do I love up? Said I don't know. Streets got my heart, game got my soul. One time some sunshine would never hurt your soul. Quote, to a crying, dishonored baby mama, who's the mama to a daughter that I had fathered from afar. My new lady gave me a Mercedes and a necklace with a solid gold key, like the starter of a car, the opener of a door, or 2 pounds of raw. You gave me a baby, but what about lately? Then ha 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 ha, right up in her face, G, that's more fish in the sea. I'm on my mission to be the coolest nigga, what? The coolest nigga, what? The coolest nigga 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 what? Lord, please have sympathy and forgive my cool young history. As the coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? The coolest nigga what? Come, these are the tales of the cool. Guaranteed to go and make you fail from your school and seek unholy grails like a fool and hang with the players of the pool. Fast talking on the hustle. No heaven up above you, no hell underneath ye, and nowhere will receive thee. So shed no tear when we're not here, and keep your faith as we chase the cool, cool, cool. Trouble, mainly hatred, jealousy.
Back with Slick Rick got the shit to pop. I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls fit the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these niggas that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came, the ticket things became different. Any girl I seated on, she seated on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach buzz buzz but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like I'm Umrah, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gunshot. Becoming correct as a pawn star. And a fresh pair of steps in my best one car. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die,
yeah,
you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high,
yeah.
I'm sky high.
GMS.
Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk bitch. Get used to one style AO when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around, jump up and get down. Jump around, jump around, jump up and get down. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump, 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 jump.
Yeah, yeah, MCMI Radio.
Jump, 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 jump.
GMS on the ones and twos. You're wondering why I'm playing this House of Pain record. This is a Pete Rock remix. We play a lot of joints from Pete Rock, whether they're his own album or whether they're remixes of these different people or him and CL Smooth. But today we're going to play for the bonus hour classics from Pete Rock and Lupe Fiasco, celebrating both these talented MCs. Because you know what they really need to do? Once they clear the air, need to patch it up, work together, make some classic music, and just straighten it out. MCMI Radio.
Walk a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Yeah. Representing one kind, see you not for the blind. Witness what I carry on, bears a further purpose. From how we do, slam a few, then you wanna purchase. Yeah. A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than the Shaolin monk. Pete Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. Yeah. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. What? I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. One, 2, 5, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do. You know this is the world. That's right, y'all. We got to. Everybody must. Legacy I pass on, clearance for high rates. Every time we sample all the pastime great.
Yeah.
Stick it in the SP-1200P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping.
Yeah.
Written by the CL, produced by the PR. And that ain't any credit that you heard thus far.
Uh-huh.
A start from scratch, cause the bass line's critical.
Yeah.
Better than the original who first made it.
Uh-huh.
Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me.
Yeah.
Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G.
Right.
Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year.
Woo.
You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true.
Yeah, it's true. You got to tell them, sir.
Say
what? You got to tell them, sir.
Say
what? That's right. Say
it up.
Come on. Say
what?
That's right. Straighten it out.
Like the strands of lambs, well, I'm thick and that's dead. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread.
Yeah.
I and I lit to verify. Going to multiply. A theory many thought a conspiracy. To let you know that it applies to all of us. You're no exceptions to the ruling at the plus. Cause who job blessed, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me. Because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know. The kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one for the crew.
Everybody must. You gotta. Everybody must. You got to. Come on. All black people must.
Yeah.
MCMI
Radio.
The
GMS hitting you with the tunes.
The hilltop they must.
For the bonus hour this week.
Everybody must.
Pete Rock must.
Come on.
Lupe must straighten it out.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of Harmony. If you'd like to hear more, go to mcmireport.com, mcmireport.com. Lupe Fiasco joint, Kick Push, MCMI Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. Landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a lip like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. He said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling. Something about it, he knew he couldn't doubt it. Couldn't understand it, branded. Since the first kick flip, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolls, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and varials. And I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mall in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. So they kicked, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kicked, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, and coast. Yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good rhymes, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push,
and push.
And coast.
Way we go. GMS, MCMI Radio. Somebody told me that that song, that the entire thing is a metaphor for selling drugs somehow. That the real story had nothing to do with the actual story he was telling. That it had a double meaning. That's what I heard. I don't know. It's true. But still can either way. If that is true, then he's really a genius. Because I didn't catch it. But if I listen to it, I can kind of read into that a little bit. unless they were just pulling my leg. MCMI Radio, this is the bonus hour. MCMIReport.com.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The time is here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Trying to cash his microphone, check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees, what have you brung you? Did you improve on the design, did you do something new? Where you naming on the guest list, who brung you? You, the more famous person you come through. And the sexy lady next to you, you come too. And then the hitman, standing outside of heaven, waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncouth, unschooled to the rules, and too gumshoe. Too much of a newcomer, and too uncool. Like Shadow in the Veil, I battle with it well. Though I need a holiday like Lady Who Sung Blue. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Heavy as heaven, the devil on me, two tongues too.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
And you better wear your shades. Spotlights here can burn holes through the stage, down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid, and out through shining elements, airliners magnified times five. That's pointing at the rhyme, ricochets off the moon and sets the forest ablaze. Now that's important to say, cause even with all that, most of us don't want it to fade. Duh. We want it to break, meaning we want it to grow, meaning we want it to stay. Like the governor called and he told him to wait, unstrap him from the chair, put him back in his cage. The audience ain't fazed, and they ain't gon' clap, and they ain't gon' praise. They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here, and the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
The chauffeur, chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like five whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autograph picture, one for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song, and mics don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased, and then they all take the stage and start performing for me. Like ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are
MCMI Radio bonus hour.
Dedicate, dedicate. This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Know what I mean?
He said, I write what I see. Right to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV. Quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agreed, a meat notebook and a big that clip when it's pushed and a whack ass beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went
stack that cheese.
Something, something, something.
Stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin.
Stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing.
Stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block MPs. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC.
Yeah. When you never heard of, I push it hard to put it up. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you save me. One you never heard of. I push it hard to pull the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you save me.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1,100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the grave, tatted up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with her. Open up for amateurs, let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequin. You dig, dig, dig.
When you never heard of, I push it hard to pull the rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you save me. When you never heard of, I push it hard to pull the rhyme,
this man called said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it 2 times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should, show his homies it's a way. Other than that flipping yay, bail his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case. Throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool. Throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to selling crack. Yes, sir, sir.
When you never heard of, I push it hard to pull the thug. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you save me. When you never heard of, I push it hard to pull the thug.
MCMI Radio. Playing Best of Lupe Fiasco and Pete Rock.
MCMI, people call me
GMS.
So we've been featuring music from Lupe Fiasco and Pete Rock because we had a big discussion earlier about the little rift between them recently that was aired out on Twitter and on Sway's radio show and in press releases and so on. It's been all over the blogs for a few weeks now. So after the debate, we decided to just big up both artists in general because they both have really great music and, you know, positive messages in hip-hop. So we just heard a couple in a row from Lupe. I'm about to hit you with some Pete Rock remixes that were really, really big from two classic groups. Well, one classic solo artist and one classic group. So I give you the solo artist first. It's the Notorious B.I.G. MCMI Radio.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, the hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Corn Center, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Sarsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, respect, bless the man of the hour, commit the soul power. But one thing I have to say, shut him down on the regular, cause the mass hysteria in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, J-D-E on the remix, hun, hold the click, go check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough, Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMX.
MCMIReport.com.
Come.
Carrera. Coolest nigga, what? That's enough. I'm fearless, now hear this. I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is. Which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this. Clearly, cause my blindness, the windshield is menstrual. The whole British roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there. To both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here. Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the dopes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rosette, pockets full of posies given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that wall till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and bitch, nigga. Niggas on for the bitches, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying vine. Cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon. To infinity and beyond, something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, I'm flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire, flower spit hot fire like Dylan on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn,
hey.
Snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. You done shedding too much light, Lou.
Hey.
You're making them want to do right, Lou.
Hey.
They're getting self-esteem, Lou.
Hey.
These girls are trying to be queens, Lou.
Hey.
They're trying to graduate from school, Lou.
Hey.
They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou.
Hey.
They're trying to get about the hood, Lou.
Hey.
I'll tell you what you should do.
Hey. And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless, like Ichabod Crane is, or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless. With no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace death. And I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vestless chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest. Who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves. My snorkel is a tuba, luda, ruler around these seas. West side beside him, west side beside him. Chest high and rising, almost touching the knees. The stewardess and the pilot, lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices. You're falling out of my sleeves. They blame, make your brain, make a boat, I make a plane. Then I pull the plug and I make it drain.
Hey.
Until I feel like blowing and filling it up again.
Hey.
West side.
You're good at me to sleep, nigga.
Hey.
That's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga.
Hey.
You ain't winning no awards, nigga.
Yeah.
Robots and skateboards, nigga.
Yeah.
GQ man of the year, G.
Yeah.
Shit ain't rocking over here, B.
Yeah.
Won't you talk about your car, nigga?
Yeah.
And what the fuck is Goyard, nigga?
Yeah.
Make it rain for the chicks.
Yeah.
Pour champagne on the bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. How can I get on the song with you?
Yeah.
Look, B, here's my mask, my two-way.
Hey.
What's right here? Take this. Look,
hey.
That right there. Talk to my boy talking about, nigga.
Hey,
nigga, you hot to me. I like you.
Hey.
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb down, no.
We'll be right back.
dive dip. You might break your hip to the sound left legit. I come to make a hit. I usually bust glasses for my brother CL Smooth, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove. As I provide your slide, you're going on a ride. I know the weather's nice, there's no need to play the outside. Guess who's on the flyer? The man of your desire. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all the honey dips admire. Beats are rough and rugged, Pete Rock is the creator. Now I'm busting rap as well, switching cross faders. Making sure my sound hits from here to Grenada. Honey gave me skins, man, I told her friends I ate her. But wait, I'll save the subject for later, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. I'm addicted like a stove, not into phone.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Telling a hoe, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the rhythm. 4 to 5 with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey's from a line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damned if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you want a beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator.
My radio, we're in the bonus hour playing Pete Rock and Lupe Fiasco for the next 7 minutes.
Another Pete Rock remix.
If he tests me, you don't impress me. Yo, book, take the rest of me. Hey yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, no doubt. We the roughest dream. J reign supreme like a button. Get it up. The dope. You can't touch the flow. It's me, the nigga with D. The B double O. K. So say yes to bunch of caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like Metallica. Stay through the hearts of the snake fake niggas. Come all up in my face, jealous on my take, nigga. So honey, shake your finger and show me what you got. Shot the flex with the real hip hop.
That's right. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand?
Yeah.
When it comes to me,
one, two, yeah. Coming through, yeah. The show,
yeah.
Ha, confidence, yeah. Outside, yeah, niggas, the outside, yeah, and busted outside town.
A bitch nigga with an attitude named Q, step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like just in a whole coat? You ain't made shit dope since America's most wanted to see from the Midwest to the East. On the dick of the East for your first release. Your lease is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. And videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born God. Read, rip, got the nerve to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm filling out your death certificate. Slinging bean pies and St. Ives in the same sentence. Instead of repenting on the 16th of October. Gets the beast beside George Clinton to rock over rap careers over better off acting. What trouble I see and manage your WC and whack 10. You're backed into a four-corner hustler. Lying on your dick. Said you was fucking up. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from gangster to Islam to the dick to die effects. It'll take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving you mouth shots or hits with the pipe to route.
Yeah, yeah, MCMI Radio, GMS. I could go on forever. I need way more than an hour or two to play just even all of Pete Rock's classics, and then to add Lupe's joints to that would never be done. But I'm going to hit you with one more Lupe Fiasco. This is the Law of Blitzkrieg's favorite joint, the Emperor soundtrack, and then we're going to end the show this week. Catch us every Friday at 9 p.m., and sometimes you get the bonus hour when you go to mcmireport.com and play the show back, the archive of the show. So signing off, this is GMS, MCMI Radio. Shout out to Pac FM, Poison Pen, Mr. Mech, PH, Blitzkrieg, everyone that called in. See you next week.
I told you I would show up,
yeah.
Screaming out FNF to the world, blow up. They said I was so finished, I told them it's show business. Meaning there's no business, that's fiasco in it. Disrespect they dress code, wear my street clothes in it. Measured, sold, and clothed in it. Opened up clothes after I entered and drove in it. Like, only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And never fall asleep, roll in it. Music bumping windows in it. Through the good neighborhoods and all of the roads in it. Exerted control in it. Seen it come and go, stolen and sold in it. Diamond and gold, let it fountain of youth. Dipping my toes in it. Bouncing the booth, spin it like soul in it. Putting my heart and my soul in it. Cause I only fear God. The weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. I'll never fall asleep.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when the pusher man creeped where they lived like poles.
With 15 in the clip and one in the hole. Hallway wall full of rips. Some of us know, none of us know. The makers of the toast, like the bottom of the stove. That was used in the murder and other scrolls. Hearts colder than Edie's. Won't let the CDC defeat me. Rub me out like genies. Won't concede till I'm graffiti. Nigga, what? I only fear God. No weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And I will never sleep. I'm in bellows. Step what up to the Reaper. Helmet like Rydell. And high water hello to the 5-year-old gunshot hero. I hit ya. Clearer than the invisible.
invisible man in the mirror. Cheer up, I put it on the bars like Benna. Put a bug in their ear, so from here up, they hear us. That we only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And we will never.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when the pressure man crept, what it was like.
I put it on my grandmama's daughter. A microphone control with the soul of a slave. I'm been waiting in the water. A author, like EW, brother, like a hustler. God placed me in your armor. I prescribe no partners. I do it for the hood like a Parker. Will tell my niggas not to shiver. Only time we quiver like a archer is. Cause we only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And we will never sleep. Here we are now. Entertain us. Change don't change us. Ever since the game trained us, we came up like worms in the rain. I drained my shame, became a loose noose that was used to hang us. So now, my insane brain, my 32 teeth and 2 feet creep like it's Elm Street. Cause I only fear God. Know the weapons of the weak, the weakness of the heart. And I will never sleep
upon a time.